Tom Ceratori, I believe, now with us, the head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, you guys knew that Ferris State was going to come out buzzing. They certainly did. Scoring the first goal had to help, though, didn't it?
About the last half of the first period, then we just really got out of our rhythm. But, again, we hung on. We had some penalties. We killed off the 5-on-3. You know, so we did some good things, but we just we kind of lost our mojo, I thought. I thought we lost our mojo, Schulze. You know, at the end, probably the last half of the first period. And then they were in desperation mode. I mean, they were rifling everything off the glass. They were stretching everybody. We were on our heels. We couldn't get to them on the forecheck. Every time they got it, it was out. I mean, it was hard. It seemed like we were chasing a lot of taillights, you know what I mean? And we tried like heck. We tried like heck to apply some pressure. But, you know what, they had just I thought they just had a little more in the tank, and they had more desperation. And just the way it goes sometimes, too. You know, we had our win last night, and, you know, they realized, obviously, again, the importance of this game and for them and for us, too. So, you know what, it's too bad. Too bad we had to, you know, we had to lose that third period because, again, you want to kind of hang on and, hey, we'd have taken a point, getting out of here with a point. But, you know, it was a scrambly game, that's for sure.
Well, when you're killing off that many penalties, they're going to have a lot more momentum. You're going to be on your heels. And certainly on a Saturday night on the road, knowing that they're desperate, that's a bad combination, isn't it?
It is. You just kind of want to weather a few storms right there. You know, that's all we want to do as a staff. We're talking to Travis and I. We're talking a couple minutes ago. And, it's, you know, you just kind of want to hang. You're hanging on a little bit. You can see it. We can see the ice tilted a little bit. And, you know, they had their foot on the gas. And, you know, we were hoping, obviously, again, we could get a greasy one or just get out of there with a tie. You know, you're hoping. You know, you're trying like heck to push the pace. We tried everything to keep offense going. I mean, we wanted puck pressure everywhere. We tried to get above the puck, try to keep pucks low. I thought, again, a few times we kept pucks low, but we almost corner banked the puck to the weak side too hard, and we actually bypassed our support, and it went right to them a few times. You know, his boards are so active. The rails are so active, you know. So that was a few times in the third. We just didn't have a lot of touch, I thought, in certain situations in the offensive zone.
Still knowing that four games on the road in 12 days, you'll take 6 points out of those eight any day, won't you?
Well, you will. It's just, you know, obviously we realized we stubbed our toe earlier, so that's what you think of, Schulze. You just think of that, and but you're right. I mean, would we have taken a 3-1 record? The answer is, you know, in a New York second, we would have. So, but again, you get a little greedy. You're up 1-0. It's 1-1 going into the third, and you know, it's just it's a little disappointing because it's, you know, it's just so close. You and I talked about it. It's just so close. Every game is so close, and it's a bounce here, a bounce there, and, you know, a save here, a save there, a power play here, a penalty kill there, whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's just a fine line, and, you know, they're just, it's just, you know, you're a little disappointed. There's no question about that, and, you know, you want to get out of here, and we got out of here with 3 points last year, so we kind of set the bar last year, and I think that's what we kind of wanted to do, get three or get four, and mostly after last night. So a little disappointed, though, Schulze.
See you on the bus, sir.
All right, pal.